Covington Catholic High School alumni pushed back against media's new blackface claim. By Joel B. Polak on January 22, 2019. Supporters of Covington Catholic High School, the Covington, Kentucky institution at the center of a fake news story falsely suggesting that students from the school had harassed a Native American at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. last Friday, are pushing back against a claim that students from the school have worn blackface in the past. Video: Covington Catholic High students in blackface at past basketball game. pic.twitter.com/brzekshlpak. New York Daily News, at NY Daily News, January 21, 2019. Two sources at Covington told Breitbart News that the students were not wearing blackface but had been participating in blackout sporting events several years ago, like other color-themed events for school spirit that had nothing to do with race. The UK Daily Mail reported Monday evening that the school has been called out for allowing other youngsters to wear blackface at pep rallies in the last 10 years. It reprinted screenshots of YouTube videos, since deleted, in which students from Covington Catholic students painted their faces and bodies in black at a basketball game. The Daily Mail claimed that in one photograph, ostensibly from 2015, students wore blackface and cheered as an African-American player from the school's opponent stood in front of them. At no point in the story did the Daily Mail consider the question of whether the paint actually referred to race, or was a demonstration of school spirit. The Daily Mail acknowledged that the school held an event called Blackout, but claimed that at a similar blue-out event, there were no photographs of anyone with their bodies painted blue at the blue-out event. Similarly, the left-leaning New York Daily News published an article Monday about the blackface claim. The article began, however, not by reporting the news about the blackface claim, but by taunting Covington Catholic High School junior Nick Sandman, who had issued a statement Sunday defending the students' actions and denying that they had said or done anything racist. The Daily News article began as follows: "This won't help Kentucky student Nick Sandman's case." A photo said to be featuring Covington Catholic High School students clad in blackface during a 2015 basketball game made the rounds on Twitter Monday morning amid last week's Indigenous Peoples March controversy. The photo depicts several white students, some in blackface, shouting at an opposing black player. In response to the blackface allegations, several people claiming to be Covington alumni pushed back on social media. One, Andrew Schult, said that the school regularly had blackout, whiteout, and blueout themes to its games, which had nothing to do with race. "That was my first game my senior year of high school. I was number 32. Blackout was the theme. These people are out of their minds." Andrew Schult, at Schult underscore Andrew, January 22, 2019. "Correction. I graduated in 2011. We also played them our first game. My mistake. Still. This is me in my senior year. We did blackout my final game of regionals." pic.twitter.com/bdove. Andrew Schult, at Schult underscore Andrew, January 22, 2019. Schult also posted several images of Covington sporting events, including one with students in blue paint. "Here are more from my senior year. We did this every game." pic.twitter.com/mh7k78zw. Andrew Schult, at Schult underscore Andrew, January 22, 2019. One person claiming to be an alumnus also claimed to be in the background of one of the blackface images. "LMO. I was at this game 7 years ago. Seven. I'm shown in the background of this image. It's called a blackout theme. We had school spirit. We do this to every school no matter the race or ethnicity. Stop trying to force a fake story to drive your false narrative." Ryan Toller, at Ryan Toller underscore, January 22, 2019. Other, similar photographs began appearing on social media to dispute the media's newest accusations. More blueouts in a geek theme. pic.twitter.com/glw4wade09c. Cassandra Fairbanks, at Cassandra Rules, January 22, 2019. "It is simply appalling. In addition to the blackout in 2011, they had a whiteout in 2015 and a gas blueout in 2010. Is not color safe from these monsters?" pic.twitter.com/book9annkjz. Paul Goodman, at Skeptical Paul, January 22, 2019. President Donald Trump has weighed in on the original story. Tweeting Tuesday morning, Nick Sandman and the students of Covington have become symbols of fake news and how evil it can be. He added, "They have captivated the attention of the world. And I know they will use it for the good, maybe even to bring people together. It started off unpleasant, but can end in a dream." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.